Friday again, reliably, and time for one of our Culture File guests to tell us about some of the things they've been admiring and indeed consuming. And this time it's the turn of soprano Rachel Redmond to share with us her Culture File likes.
Hello, I'm Rachel Redmond and I'm a soprano. A series that I watched recently is Severance. So it's about these work colleagues who only experience their life at work and don't really know what's going on with their bodies and their minds when they're outside of work. There was one moment that was really powerful where you find out that one of the characters actually knows how much her work self was suffering, but she isn't interested at all because she isn't experiencing that. It really makes you think, because you see these sort of two sides of people and each side isn't necessarily thinking about the welfare of the other side. And it's just really interesting to think about like moral ethics and how if you don't really see what's going on, that maybe it doesn't even affect you and you don't care how other people are living or the problems that they might have. It brings up lots of difficult questions. So I love reading because I feel like it's the only time when I can actually switch my mind off. Whenever I'm watching something, I'm sort of doing emails or checking, looking and Googling things at the same time. But yeah, I really like fantasy books like Philip Pullman. I've read multiple times. Ursula Le Guin, Garth Nix. And I've just been listening to the audiobooks of Richard Osman's The Thursday Murder Club, which is really, really sweet. And like the relationships in it are just feel good. And yeah, there are a lot of murders and stuff, but it's not too scary because all the people are so nice. And right now at night time, I've been reading Peter May's books. He's a Scottish author. He's written some books, the Enzo McLeod series, and they're set in France, so it's quite funny. it was my husband, who's French, who introduced me to those ones. His sister gave him one for Christmas. And it's really funny to see all these places in France through the eyes of a Scot, because, well, I'm also a Scot living in France. I love podcasts, and I listen to podcasts all the time because I travel so much. I listen to podcasts about health and about parenting, and one that I really enjoy and it's out every day is The Retrospectors, Today in History, and it tells you a story every day of something that happened on that day, however many years ago in history. Yeah, it's really good. It's really interesting. Some of them are just ridiculous. You're like, how could that even have happened? And the presenters are very clever and very funny. And today I was just listening to one about the shark attacks, when the first shark attacks happened in the States. I don't know if there was like one shark or if there were different sharks. And then this is also the story that Jaws was based on. And then how they thought originally that it was like turtles that were biting people. Yeah, a turtle totally bit that guy both his legs off. Yeah. That's the thing that can happen. And then they didn't want to admit that sharks were attacking people because it was going to ruin their the people that were coming for their holidays. Even though people were like just absolutely getting mauled and like killed by these sharks. It's just crazy. I don't listen to a huge amount of music just because that's my job and what I do like all day every day. I mean, I do love going to see my friends in concerts and operas, and I really enjoy that. And I really enjoy listening to orchestral music sometimes, just because it's something that isn't really related to work for me, because there's no singing, so I'm not sort of in that singer mindset. So I do tend to read or listen to podcasts more often. But I do quite like to listen to like 90s pop when I'm working out. Let me have a look at my playlist. Yeah, it's not all 90s actually. So we've got some Destiny's Child, Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, of course, Pussycat Dolls. Oh, there's some 90s. We've got Mr. Vain, Culture Beats. Nice. Oh, The Power by Snap. Love all that. Yeah. It's so hard to pick one food, because I love like all food. Food is life. I really like Vietnamese food. We did a little tour of different parts of Asia during our honeymoon, and we really enjoyed the food in Vietnam. So like the pho, which is the soup with noodles, and like it's like a beef stock with lots of veggies and then some thinly sliced rare beef fillet, and the salad with papaya. Oh, it's just so fresh and delicious. And I mean, in France, yeah, there are lots of great restaurants, but my favourite thing ever is just to get a fresh baguette, a tradition, from the bakery and just put butter on it and just eat it like that. Maybe cheese, some Comté. Yeah, that's the best for me. That's the best French cuisine. I love that smell when it's just coming into winter. And I don't know what it is. It's like ozone and coldness and just freshness. It's an early morning smell, like before there's too much traffic, when the air is still clean. It's like, it's just like fresh and cold, and it kind of burns your nostrils a little bit because it's just so cold. But yeah, I love, even though I'm not really a fan of winter, that smell is just incredible.
The likes of Rachel Redmond there, and she'll be opening this year's Handelfest this evening with a concert called Rachel Baptiste, Ireland's Black Siren, along with Peter Whelan and the Irish Baroque Orchestra. Check out our podcast feed for our conversation with Rachel about that. And that's happening at 7:30 in the Hibernia Conference Hall, Dublin Castle. Coming up tomorrow on the Culture File Weekly, a trip to a holy well in Dublin's Phoenix Park with artist Carmen Quigley, Jennifer Walsh on what the music industry is missing about AI sounds, Orit Gat on what the artist knows about the family, and E the Artist escapes from the terrors of quantization. That's all in the Culture File Weekly, this and every Saturday, 6:30 p.m. here on RTE Lyric FM, and exactly when it suits you via podcast.